Here today at Rosie on the House, on our Saturday morning mission of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we're talking about organizing. Last week, we had an organizational professional in, Miss Rachel Winters from Happy Home Organizers. We got a lot of feedback all week long about all the tips she brought on getting organized. And this week, we're talking about a software program that we've partnered with through Rosie on the House. And I'd encourage you, if you're sitting at home, go over to your computer, log on to rosieonthehouse.com, and right up by the search engine in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little login key there. Push login, and you'll be logged automatically into the software called HomeZada. And baby, I'm telling you, if you don't have a laptop, if you don't have an iPad, it's worth buying one just for getting your home organized. I wouldn't do it personally. I know myself. I wouldn't take Jennifer's digital camera and go around the house and take 600 pictures and download them to the computer. But just with the iPad, being able to do one room a day, you just get it knocked out. I love the fact that it automatically builds the templates for you. And then you just click each template, artwork, chair, couch, electronic equipment, and you just fill in the data. And in about a half hour's time, you've got the entire room completely inventoried, stored in the cloud, secure forever. There's about a million applications for that. And that's just inventory. And Romy, you like it as much because you keep track of all your maintenance and stuff and home repair issues with the same application.
And I think that's where we've got a great opportunity to fulfill our mission of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And you go to, again, rosieonthehouse.com, click on it, and click on login. And you can also go to homeowner resources, and the first one that comes down when you mouse over is HomeZada Digital Home Management. And it goes on there, and I'm actually missing it. We've got the original interview when we had the developer. They came over from California the first Saturday, December 2nd in 2017, when we first announced that, you know, we've licensed this software for Arizona. And then in the month of September last year, we spent a whole hour each Saturday of the month talking specifically on how to use each of those individual ones. And we need to get that audio up. But here's how to properly use the inventory. Here's how you can use the maintenance. Here's how you can use the project if you're going to be adding a room addition.
We could almost get to the point where we have Rosie on the House certified homes, where you're tracking your Rosie certified service contractors and what they're doing at your house. That's all getting loaded into HomeZada. And we could actually get, for those folks that have figured out how reliable the source it is, I think we could work on getting Rosie certified homes. And you put yours on the market and it's all digitized, maintenance imprinted, date specified.
Yeah, I fully envision over a certain enough, long enough time frame that this is going to change the home inspection industry.
Oh.
And bank lending part of their finance and their rate is going to be based on how well the home is maintained based off of the data that they can pull off here. They go into a 30-year-old home and they can see the records and upkeep, and, you know, that it's...
It's Carfax for a house.
On steroids.
Yeah, on steroids. Absolutely.
So, all right, we do have a gentleman that has called in. John has a question about the specific software.
You can call in as well at 1-888-767-4348.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thank you for the information you've been putting out. Yeah, I think you've answered one of my questions, and that's specifically how do you spell HomeZada if you wanted to go directly to their website. The other question, however, I was in the IT industry for quite a few years and saw a lot of companies that were wonderful and seemed to have good products come, go, be adopted by other companies, et cetera. Is there any way that you can backload or download the information off the cloud back to your own computer so you ultimately end up with a local storage option? So if anything does happen 20, 30 years down the road where that cloud information is no longer accessible, you at least have some, perhaps slightly outdated, but at least some data that you've entered?
That's a great question.
Yeah, no, that's a perfect one. When you go into, you know, once you have it signed up and you're on the app, I am looking for it right now. There are, in the Did You Know area, you can print your inventory to a PDF. So that would take all of your inventory, put it in a PDF, and you could store the PDF, obviously, on your desktop locally. And then there's that same application for making the hard copy backup to your desktop. So absolutely, great question. And I, one thing I like on the project side of the things is being able to tell where, you know, who the last person was that came out and serviced whatever, fill in the blank. And for somebody new coming into the home, if they've got an issue with an air conditioning unit, they can easily look on, you know, when you buy a home that has this system and it's transferred to you, you could go on there. Not only, you know, the information that's put in, you know, is only as, you know, the information only as good as what got put in. So if you're really diligent, you could track the name of the technician that was out last, the company that it came from, and once you type in that company name, it's loaded there forever for you.
And if that air conditioning technician completes a service order, many times the ticket's fairly detailed. And if you're lazy like Rosie, you just take a picture of that document and feed it into your maintenance calendar.
And while they're already there, then you can go ahead and schedule the next time if it's something like an air conditioning unit that does require servicing more than once a year. You can do it there. And one of the things that I really see us doing is getting your app, your profile started to the extent that the system's capable for is very overwhelming. And I see that being a service we would provide. Let's say you want your entire home
inventoried and profiled, set up.
And not necessarily inventory side, but the home profile. What year it was built, who the builder was, what brand of disposal do I have, what's the window manufacturer, who's the roofing product, and then you can put in, if you, you know, have the ability to do this or have the records for this, if you put in there, you know, that this was a 30-year roof and it was installed 17 years ago, it will then give you a projection of that last 13 years. Here's how many years left you have on your roof warranty, and here's the projected cost you're going to need at the time of replacement. Now, just because the warranty is over in 30 years doesn't necessarily mean the life of the roofing material is over, but you're at that point where
you need to know
if you get a leak, you're probably not going to invest a lot of money in repairs because it's likely brittle enough roofing material that getting up there and working on it is only going to create more problems on other parts of the roof, depending on the material and how well, you know, you did your maintenance over the year. So seeing, okay, I've got 10 years left on my roof, 5 years left on my air conditioning, 2 years left on my pool pump, and being able to plan for these big financial expenses that come with home ownership, you know, when the next paint job is due on the exterior siding. You can plan and budget, and that gives you more tools, whether we're working with equity to pay for those things, whether we're saving cash for those jobs later, whatever the case may be. You're not just hit with this money pit of items that break on you.
So we're talking about decluttering digitally this particular day here at Rosie on the House through an app that you can find at rosieonthehouse.com, homeowner resources. It's the Home Zada, not Home Data, Home Zada application. Or again, from the home page, you can go to the very top of our page and see where it says log in. click on login. It'll take you right straight to Homezada.
And the benefit of
you've got the free level of services, and then you've got the premium, which is only $60 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say join the premium for it, for all the extra it gives you.
And you'll save, if properly used, 10 times that over, and it'll just continue to pay for itself. So the reason we send people to our website first is because obviously it's part of the internet machine and it's a global tool. You could be in, you know, Israel and download this. You could be in Tokyo and download this. Well, if you go to Rosie on the House and go through our website, the tracking URL, you don't get inundated by any outside ads because there are ad spaces that are available in there. All it says is provided by Rosie on the House, and you don't get hit and flashed and
cookied all over the planet.
Exactly.
All right.
So yeah, that's the benefit there.
How about putting this in simpler terms, because I can relate to this.
Good.
I got two file cabinets, and I've got paperwork from a remodel, three remodels of projects I did at the old house, okay? So it's about so thick. I just had some repairs done. I just had all car repairs and whatnot done. And it's sitting in a file cabinet, and I could use that space. Eliminate the file cabinet, no papers, no nothing. And like Romy had mentioned, let's say you had a repair and you had a problem or so, and go back to the company and just punch it up on your phone and say, here's the receipt. So you can save yourself a lot of space have it 24/7 right in the palm of your hand with Homezada.
Yeah. And if I can't get to the hardware store to get whatever it is, if it's something that's already been done once, you know, the perfect example, our garbage disposal, I don't know what the kids put down it, but I've had to repair 2 in 10 years. Or I've had to replace it twice in 2 10 years. But we continue to get the same one, and we just go, you know, here's what it is. Here's the horsepower, the brand, the expected cost.
You can call Central Arizona Supply and say, I want one of these. Put it in will call.
You could even do that.
Boom.
Absolutely.
It's there ready for you. Check out. Hit and go.
Yeah, I have a pair of wiper blades I like that I found online, and I saved the receipt and took a picture of it. Next time I need to replace them, I know, just get online, order them. They're in the house about 48 hours.
Wow.
And what we've started to do is we've got this big vision of a living pond right off of our front porch. We've got a little lawn area and a mulberry tree on each side, and in between that mulberry tree, we want to put a living pond in. We've got too much natural desert. I think a pool we would constantly be buying new filters and constantly sweeping. So a living pond that filters itself, but you could still swim in it, is what we're planning on putting in there. Well, we've started to put the development in there as we get estimates for this and that, so we can start seeing, you know, all right, we've got three different wish list projects we've started in, and it helps you take those dream ideas and turn them into a reality, because you can, you know, start to see the budget, start to plan for it, start to save for it, and accomplish those things you want to do at your own home, castle, or cabin. RosieOnTheHouse.com. Click login. It'll take you right to the Homezada sign-up page.